Welcome to National Gallery of Art Music Programs, a podcast offering a deeper understanding of the art of music. A Baltimore-based ensemble that has provided a number of unique concerts at the National Gallery, the Polonc Trio returned to the gallery on December 5th, 2010, to play music by Jewish composers. Here to tell us about the music, as well as the trio and the guest musicians who joined them on that occasion, is Stephen Ackard, head of the music department at the gallery.
The Polonc Trio consists of pianist Irina Kaplan, oboist Vladimir Landa, and bassoonist Brian Young. This combination of three instruments is unusual, and in fact, the first major composer to write anything for it was Francis Poulenc. That, of course, is the reason why this particular trio has named itself after him. For their concert at the gallery on December 5th, 2010, they were joined by some guest musicians, violinist Sally McLean, violinist Anton Landa, violist Nicholas Citro, cellist Stephen Honigberg, and clarinetist Rie Suzuki. The ensemble began their concert with Prokofiev's overture on Hebrew themes. Prokofiev was not Jewish, and he rarely used folk music or themes by other composers in his scores, having decided early in his career that he would employ only his own melodies in his music. When clarinetist Simeon Bellison approached him in 1919 with a proposal for a chamber work based on Hebrew themes, Prokofiev initially rejected the proposal. But several days later, after playing through and improvising on some of the themes, Prokofiev decided to compose the piece after all. The work is cast in a single movement featuring two main themes, both Middle Eastern in character. Prokofiev's adroit handling of the source material led some listeners to assume that he was Jewish. He was, in fact, born to Russian Orthodox parents and aligned himself with no religious movement. We hear Sergei Prokofiev's Overture on Hebrew Themes, Opus 34, for clarinet, piano, and string quartet. Thank you. We've been listening to the Poulenc Trio and guest musicians in concert at the National Gallery of Art. We just heard them perform Prokofiev's Overture on Hebrew Themes, Opus 34. They continued their concert with a work by Yakov Yakulov, who was born in 1954. The piece is Yiddish Lexicon for oboe, bassoon, and piano, composed in 2010 and receiving its Washington premiere performance on this occasion. Yakulov put together a suite of 11 movements, each inspired by some aspect of Yiddish life. And in many cases, the movement names are Yiddish words, and the composer provided for our program notes translations where needed. The first movement is Wachnacht, which means watch night, and refers to the night before a circumcision, considered a spiritually dangerous time for the baby. Second movement, Shofar, one of the earliest instruments used in Jewish music, made from the horn of a ram or a goat. Third movement, Dibbuk, a malicious possessing spirit, believed to be the dislocated soul of a dead person. The next movement is inspired by the Book of Job, and the fifth movement is titled Meshugana, which in Yiddish means crazy. Golem, an artificial creature created by magic. According to the legend, to make a golem come alive, one would shape it out of soil and walk around it, reciting a combination of letters from the Hebrew alphabet. The seventh movement is titled Scapegoat, and that has a special meaning in this case that comes out of the Book of Leviticus, a goat that was driven off into the wilderness, carrying with it the sins of the people. Eighth movement, Jacob's Ladder. Ninth movement, Shiksa, Yiddish slang for a woman who is not Jewish, especially one who is attracted to a Jewish man. The tenth movement is titled Yeshiva Bocher, a boy enrolled in a yeshiva, a Jewish school. Typically, those boys are very studious, shy, sheltered, and somewhat naive. And the last movement is titled Klezmers, referring, of course, to Jewish musicians who perform at joyful events, particularly weddings. Yiddish Lexicon by Yakov Yakulov, as performed at the National Gallery of Art by the Poulenc Trio.
Thank you.
We've been listening to the Poulenc Trio in concert at the National Gallery of Art. We just heard them play Yiddish Lexicon by Yakov Yakulov. Born in Prague to a musical family, Schulhoff received a solid education in music at the conservatories in Prague, Vienna, Leipzig, and Cologne. In 1919, the 25-year-old composer was exploring an art jazz style in piano pieces that incorporated syncopated dances such as the foxtrot, the Brazilian machiche, the one-step, and the rag. Reflecting the composer's love for dance, his Divertissement, which is played for us by the Poulenc Trio, contains a Charleston, a Florida, a dance named after an exclusive nightclub in Paris that flourished in the late 1920s, a burlesca, a romancero, and these are juxtaposed with traditional forms, overture, theme with variations, and rondo. Erwin Schulhoff's Divertissement for oboe, clarinet, and bassoon.
Thank you.
Members of the Poulenc Trio, joined by clarinetist Rie Suzuki, performed Erwin Schulhoff's Divertissement for oboe, clarinet, and bassoon. This was the conclusion of a concert presented during the season of Hanukkah in 2010 at the National Gallery of Art. I'm Stephen Ackert, head of the music department at the gallery, and it's been my pleasure to bring you this concert in podcast form. I hope you'll soon join me at the gallery on a Sunday at 6:30 p.m., or a Wednesday at noon, as we continue the tradition of weekly concerts at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C.